and welcome to We the People. This past week, the Union Cabinet cleared a contentious bill. The Cabinet approved a complete ban on all kinds of commercial surrogacy, not just for foreigners, but for Indians as well. It has allowed for what's called altruistic surrogacy, that's a family member, a close relative, carrying your child for you if you can't carry your own, but restricted this right as well to legally married heterosexual couples who have to have been married for a minimum of 5 years. Asked about the rights of single people, people who live together but are not married, or the gay community to also be parents, mothers or fathers, Sushma Swaraj, while briefing the media on this cabinet decision, said that no, they are not allowed to make use of surrogates because this goes against our ethos. Sushma Swaraj also appealed to relatives within the family, women within the family, to step up and help married couples who can't carry children, who can't bear children rather, to help them be parents. And asked about single parents and gay people again, she said, well, they can adopt. On the program today, we ask whether this is an invasion of the right to choose. It's a decision that is taken in the name of women who are surrogates, to protect them, to protect them from being exploited, and perhaps a certain amount of regulation, of course, is necessary. But by focusing on those who commission instead of on the protection of those who actually are surrogates, has the government got it all wrong? Let me start with Lalita Kumaramangalam, and I start with you not just because you're the chairperson of the National Commission for Women, but you were actually part of a panel that piloted this ban on commercial surrogacy. Now, I can understand some reservations that why are only poor women used as surrogates? Should they be compensated better? Should they have more rights and a voice in the system? But a blanket ban that makes a sweeping social judgment on the private choices of people's sexuality, their right to get married or not get married, and then make a second judgment on whether they can be parents, seems like a police state.
Look, the NCW and the ICMR together had this huge consultation with a cross-section of all stakeholders about a year ago.
Yeah.
And while I agree that the law does seem a little tough, the fact is that we are here looking at the corresponding rights of both the surrogate mothers and the children who are born out of those
and
surrogate mothers.
That's fair.
Versus what is called the various rights that Indians have to have their own baby, our own blood and all of that goes on, right?
Yeah.
The NCW got into it because we have had too many complaints from both the caretakers or the caregivers to children who have been abandoned after having been born as surrogate babies, and too many young girls who have been trafficked have complained to us saying that they have been in some way or the other exploited. There are
but
several cases.
In one sentence, do you support this complete ban on commercial surrogacy?
Yes. You can have surrogacy. Nobody is banning surrogacy per se.
But you don't want the wombs
but
to be rented.
But we don't want, yes, we don't want, Indian wombs have been rented now, have become available for rent. Let me put it that way. And it's now a $1 billion industry that's growing.
Renuka, as a former women and child development minister, do you agree that there are the rights of the surrogate mothers and the rights of children who are born from surrogate mothers to be protected?
Of course.
And that there is something discomforting, it could be argued, about renting wombs?
Of course, there is the whole moral ethos that we all look at. And of course, the rights of the children who are born of surrogacy, many countries have denied them citizenship. So all that needs to be addressed. Now you have the Japanese baby who's without citizenship even in Japan or in India. That's there. But the bill doesn't address any of those. It's quite a blanket that they have put out there. I'm terrified that while you mean well and you're going and the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions, you are going to drive this whole thing underground.
Yeah.
And there is nothing you can do. What have you done on the kidney transplant business? In fact, one of the kidney transplant doctors has even got a Padma Award. The chap who was involved in nefarious activities.
So is your concern that it's going to create an underground mafia, a black market industry? Or is your concern the deep puritanical sort of judgmentalism? And you know, Lalita, that really disturbs me. I can see, as somebody who cares about the rights of women, that there is a complex question on the fact that it is mostly poor women who are used as surrogate mothers. But
to make always a judgment on single people, on people who choose not to get married.
No, and then you have to wait 5 years when you want to have a child. Suppose I know when I get married I'm infertile. I have to wait 5 years to have a child. I'll decide at 42 I want to get married.
So
I have to
wait 5 years,
my reproductive years are
over.
What if
you do not want to get married and you want to have a child?
You can adopt.
No, that is an option. No, you can't
say
that.
Bring in the others.
Adoption
let's bring
is the natural answer.
Let's bring in the others. Let's bring in the others.
Child.
Yeah. Let's start with Naina Patel. One of the ironies, because you're of course from Anand, Gujarat, is that it is in fact from a BJP state where one of the keys sort of centers.
I don't think this has anything to do with politics. This is a social question that's come up. It's just that we're in government in the center.
Gujarat
at the moment,
has the highest number of surrogacy by
okay,
the
way. Okay, let's bring in Naina Patel. The larger issue. Let's go beyond BJP Congress. The larger issue. As somebody who has, some would say, thrived and commercially benefited, there is an argument that says, and I know Mohan will come into this as well, that it is the medical community that has benefited from surrogate mothers and not the surrogate mothers themselves. They're not paid enough. They're used again and again and again. There isn't a cap on the number of times you can use poor women to rent out their womb. Are you at all morally discomforted with this whole notion of renting out a womb?
Absolutely no. What I have worked, mine is an open book. Anybody can see. First of all, clarity on Manji. Manji was never an abandoned
child. The baby Manji, the
baby
Japanese
Manji.
Baby.
Yes. The couple during the process had divorced, but the contract with the ICMR had already been signed that in case of divorce, father was to take care of the custody of Manji, and that has happened. Manji just turned 8 and they've sent lovely pictures from Japan to me.
But she has no citizenship anywhere. She's a nowhere baby now.
No. They've applied and Japan court has agreed now.
8 years.
But it has been done much before.
But you know,
that
foreigners, I would still say there's some complexity that you shouldn't have people coming in, swooping in on poor Indian women,
that
using them as surrogates.
Whatever you say, let's talk about the right of the bill right now.
Yeah.
First of all, you say that there should not be commercial surrogacy. Whenever I have done 25 cases within the family, there has been give and take of money.
Even in the family?
In name of kind. Somebody buys a house, somebody buys a car, somebody gives a jewelry set.
Yeah.
So that happens. Nobody takes it without and nobody gives service without expecting
something. You are saying
that
even if it's the sister-in-law or
they
whatever,
have accepted.
There
and
is a lane that happens.
And it is a very small number that will come. In organ donation, a father, husband, brother, anybody can do it. Your husband wants to help the wife, but how can he become a surrogate? So the choice becomes very limited where they can find somebody from the family. And above this, if you just force a family member, there is a sister who doesn't have a uterus, and the brother's wife will be forced by the mother-in-law, father-in-law, that you do surrogacy for her, otherwise we will throw you out. What about that social pressure that she's going to go? On this aspect, when...
So but let me just get Pinky here and then we'll get the others. Pinky, one is this interesting revelation that even when it's within the family, money is traded. I would actually take it further and say, suppose no money is traded. How do you know the agency of choice belongs to the bhabhi? The point is, in conservative joint families, I mean, Telegraph had a front page where they invoked Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. We all remember the movie where, you know, Madhuri Dixit is under pressure to marry
the sister's husband.
So take it a step further. Now she'll be under pressure to carry the child of the sister's husband. Where is the agency of choice for women?
First of all, surrogacy on an Indian level, so to say, and I'm not going to the ethos only, let me just say it is something which is happening and has happened for the ages, right from Krishna times to continuing onwards. So the social pressures are not coming because of any law. They would have been existing even earlier when you didn't have a child and you wanted, or the mother-in-law came and told the other sister-in-law to have a child.
But nobody in mythology told us if those women were doing it voluntarily.
These
are stories. We don't know what choices those women made.
Let us for a time being go beyond mythology to say we all know of altruistic surrogacy has happened between families. B, as far as you're talking about different people who are allowed or not allowed to have surrogacy, I don't know why we're constantly looking as if this bill is banning something. It should be looked at the other way to say what it is allowing, which is earlier, hitherto, in fact, not allowed by law. So what law is doing, the bill as it stands today, is permitting, recognizing altruistic surrogacy so that you have the rights defined.
It is permitting, it is putting so much premium on marriage. First of all, which as an unmarried woman, I have huge problems with.
It is putting
a moral value on the institution of marriage.
Yes. Martha, I am. Let me take the subject away from the woman who wants to have a child to the real question. In surrogacy, what is important, as it is in adoption, as it is in others, is also the rights of the child. A child who comes out of a broken marriage, whether it is out of relationship, a child who comes out of a surrogacy relationship, which is ultimately broken up, is going to have a serious problem. You do need to contend with a child having a stable institution. You may call it marriage, you may call it what you like. So you do need the law to regulate the atmosphere.
Do you agree with the minister saying that single people and live-in couples and gay people having children goes against our ethos?
You and I know that most live-in people, when they want to have children, they do go and get married. Most live-in people will not have children.
I said most, and I stand by that, Barkha. I have
quite a few friends who say that.
Okay, I'll get Lalita and then Kamini Rao. Lalita, go ahead. Yeah.
Barkha, the fact is that women in this country have very little choice on various aspects. I think everybody here agrees that many young girls don't want to get married, but there's so much social pressure, they get married.
Yeah.
People don't want to pay dowry, but they pay dowry. As Pinky pointed out, in this whole debate, what we are also doing is neglecting to look at the rights of the child.
But this is not about that, right?
It always has to be, Barkha. You can't ignore.
I haven't heard enough conversation on the rights of the child. I haven't heard conversation enough on the rights of women like Jyoti and Mandakini. These are two surrogate mothers, and they're going to talk a little bit about why they made the choices they did. But let me get Kamini Rao in first. Dr. Rao.
First and foremost, the ICMR bill was there. It was from the government of India.
Yeah.
We had this sanction. And this has been from 1999. We've had several consultative meetings with the ministries. And we've come to the stage where we've got a 2014 bill that's there. Now, when the government themselves have actually involved all of us in trying to bring out a draft bill, I think when this surrogate bill that was taken out of the ART bill and then put across with just a few ministers, I want to know where is the professional body that comes into this?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think politicians...
Yes.
Politicians cannot become doctors. We spent 30 years reading. And we would like to know that we are the people on the ground that actually face the patients. So I want to know how four ministers can make a decision on surrogacy, talk about whether people have to get married before they have a baby. A single woman can have a baby and she can send the child to school and have a guardian.
Absolutely.
And
it's her reproductive right. She doesn't have to have baggage to have a child.
Is there another perspective that is not moral, that is not cultural, but, Mohan, you have often made this point, that you're not actually approaching this from a puritanical social ethos argument.
Not at all.
But you have concerns. What are your concerns?
The concern is obvious here. Everybody is talking about rights. Nobody is talking about justice. And you can't have rights in the absence of justice. And justice can only come in an equal world. You're exploiting what is called structural violence here. The fact that people are made to do certain things because of the situation.
What if they say we chose to do so?
Sorry?
You'll hear a lot of women, as I'm sure you'll hear from them
I'm
now.
I'm sure you will. Let's just look at the larger picture for a minute.
Yeah.
This is part of a multi-billion dollar global industry. And this global industry is also related to the medical biotechnology industry, which harvests women's bodies for all kinds of things. Stem cells come from this. And it's a large industry. Now, without surrogacy, without ART, you won't have the stem cell industry in the world. So we cannot look at them in isolation.
I think we should also look at which countries are permitting it.
Ukraine, Russia, India,
US,
17 states, 17 states, 17 states.
I wanted to elaborate.
One at a time. On surrogacy itself, you are opposed commercial surrogacy because...
I oppose commercial surrogacy because it represents what I call reproductive servitude.
Now, Kamini, we do have to, and we cannot escape the fact that women like you and me are not going to line up to be commercially purchased surrogate wombs, right? Yes. So there is a class dimension here. We need to address it.
I think no surrogate is going to be forced, and I think regulations will make that difference. The point is we don't have regulations here, and I can tell you that surrogates are not illiterate. They may be illiterate, but they are not ignorant, and they know their rights. And I know very many times that the commissioning parents have been taken for a ride by the surrogates who actually take the money and then go and abort the fetus. And then there's nothing you can do about it.
So let's,
Would like to say, why are you talking about only surrogates getting
as
victimized?
Victims.
You can get even the commissioning parents victimized.
You're arguing regulation will protect Kamini.
Absolutely.
You're arguing regulation will protect the surrogates more than a blanket ban. Mohan, I'll come back to you.
Absolutely.
I just want to get Aditya Advani is a gay father of twins. He has in this environment, I think, very bravely come out and to share his story, because we had the despicable 377 still in place. And now we are actually looking at a situation where people like you, Aditya, you do have twins with your partner, born from surrogate.
Yes.
Lovely. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Why did you decide to use a surrogate?
Because I'm a gay man. I had womb envy for many years, but I couldn't carry my own child. I did talk to other lesbians to see if they would carry my child. I had talked to other single women, but I couldn't find anyone interested. I am gay. I came out when I was quite young, when I was 25. I met my partner when I was 28. And contrary to what other people think, gay people do form loving, long-term relationships. I've been with my partner 25 years.
Yay, and congrats.
Many years, we wanted children. Like all human beings, we want to build families. We love children. We want to have a family of our own. And we thought about it a lot. And after almost 17, 18 years together, we managed to find someone. We were living in the US at that time. And we came to India to have our children and also to grow them in India. Because I want them to grow in India, be Indians, and set an example for our society that it is possible for gay families to exist.
And your partner is not Indian.
My partner is not Indian. We actually all technically Americans. Our children are as well. I'm a PIO card holder. I don't think that's neither here nor there.
No, it applies now with the new rules. Yeah, it will be relevant. And that's the only reason I bring it up.
Right. Yeah. And I personally, my feeling is this bill is a mean-spirited bill. And it just deprives people from furthering their love. It deprives the surrogate mothers of a livelihood. Talk of reproductive servitude. What is the institution of marriage in India? They've forced their daughters to have forced marriages. Isn't that reproductive servitude? They kill their daughters. People, Indians kill their daughters routinely. Isn't that reproductive servitude? There's so many rapes happening here. Talk about the things that are really important. Here it is, a loving couple wants to have a child.
Why not adopt?
Well, gay that's people are not allowed to.
I think that's a fair
gay
question.
People
to
are
pose.
Not allowed to adopt.
That's in India,
but if you were in America, you could have adopted
well,
there.
Why not in India? We should be allowed to adopt in India too.
No, why is that against us? Lalita, you have a question to Aditya, then I want to get Radhika. Lalita, you have a question to Aditya?
Why should they have the choice?
Barkha, it's an open secret that when I started work in the public area, I started work in HIV/AIDS prevention. So I have nothing against people who are homosexuals, the entire LGBT community. I've worked with them for the last 26 years. But that is a different topic, and it's also a very complicated argument, which is not really.
I mean, I don't think it's complicated. I just think we need to get rid of 377. I don't think there's any complication in this.
You're just bringing the complexity of opinions that people have around it in this country.
Yes.
But the fact here is that you have too many people who come in from other countries where surrogacy is banned. So one of the things, as he pointed out, was that the whole concept of this rent-a-womb thing is also not creating a very empowering atmosphere for.
So CII did a study which says that 50% of all, this is an old study, but I think it would probably still hold, that 50% of all surrogates' children are actually born to couples who are outside of India, right? So is there a point in this sort of, you know, this goes well beyond medical tourism. I think that's the point that Lalita is making, that you have these people coming in from outside, their own countries don't allow this, so they come here. Are you comfortable with that?
No, I'm not comfortable with the Indian DNA being exploited in that sense. But regulatory authorities are precisely that they help set direction. Now, many countries have banned because they don't want to give citizenship in surrogacy. So that's why they put a blanket ban, which is actually quite questionable when you go to look at their ethics. But I'm not saying that someone can come and poach on India and our poor women or uninformed women and take back their children. But that's why the bill comes in, that we help set direction.
So you're all arguing for regulation, but Lalita and
Pinky
and
the blanket
are arguing for a blanket ban.
There was a medical visa clause given by the previous government where the foreign couple, when they are coming, they have to produce n number of documents where one of them was that surrogacy is legal in their country.
So that the child citizenship is
looked after. I just want to ask Aditya one question.
The Gujarat case which came and which is still pending in the Supreme Court and the Baby Manji case also, all people from countries where it wasn't recognized, it happened. And that is why, look, the point, Renuka, is are we a breeding ground for countries?
No, we are not saying that we should be a breeding ground.
The whole argument
we are not saying that we should be a breeding ground. What somebody says, I can't, government's authority,
I can't adopt
to
in
step
India.
Into our private bedrooms and decide at what age I have to have a child, how long I have to be married to a fellow. It's nobody's business. That's what we are protesting.
The question is not that. The question is today, when surrogacy is a feature which is permissible only on the basis of rights which are given and as far as children are concerned. Today we are talking about parents who say we can adopt in US, but I want a choice to adopt in India.
Can Indians have a choice
in America?
Let Aditya take that. Aditya, the point of India being a breeding ground, as you heard Pinky say,
Well, foreigners come here for everything. They go for tourism. You Indians go abroad for
their medical... But surrogate homes is not tourism.
Well, the surrogate has a choice. This bill is not protecting the surrogate. Surrogate has a choice to do the surrogacy. They do it willingly. They make money from it. They further... What does it matter if the person is foreigner or Indian? Doesn't have anything to do with it.
So I will hear from these women in a moment. Radhika, let's bring you in.
I just feel like the bill itself has more holes in it than a Salman Khan film plotline at this point, right? Like, and the one that I find most appalling is the whole that we're so naive that we believe altruistic surrogacy has any legs at all. I mean,
yes,
we're not,
I agree. Yes.
It's not like, you know, it's not a favor of like, can I borrow a bowl of sugar? I'm making a cake. Like, it's a big thing. And I just, for one, don't have children and quite frankly don't want them. But that's just me. I'm not going to tell other people what to do.
It's personal. Everybody has the right to make a personal choice.
So the other thing is the discriminatory nature of it is epic, because this whole thing of like gay people can't do single people. I mean, look at Donald Trump. His parents are married. Barack Obama, single mom. I mean, I don't think we can say, you know, that one's better than the other. And Barka, I was searching and I found also some Indian politicians, but I knew what would happen to your show if I mentioned any of them. So I decided to leave that be. And the last thing that I just want to say is that, you know, it's a sexist. It's sexist, yeah, because I feel like the only people really suffering, to be honest, is not even parents and whatnot. It's the women who've chosen to use this as a source of income. I mean, then ban sperm banks, man. Ban sperm banks.
You actually said that if men could produce babies, we'd corporatize the hell out of it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But Radhika, elaborate on this thing on why you're skeptical about altruistic surrogacy. Because one thing I want to ask Lalita is that if you were going to ban it, why didn't you just ban the whole jabang?
Completely,
right?
I agree.
Because I just can't accept that a bhabhi or a behen
no way
really wants to carry somebody else's baby.
Imagine the kans mama.
They'll
all come. Sali Adigar wali will just translate into something else.
No, and thank you. And to be honest with you, in my family, I actually do have a relative who wanted to have a baby, wanted to then finally went in for surrogacy. And the fact of the matter is, my husband's family, they were conservative people. Yeah. This business of you have a baby on that one's behalf and all could totally have gone down. Nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
That's the reason we are paying people to do it.
So I want to ask Lalita that, but let's just hear from Mandakini and Jyoti here, just 2 minutes. These are surrogate moms. In fact, they are pregnant at the moment. They're both carrying children for obviously other people. मैं आप मंदाकिनी हैं, आप ज्योति हैं, दोनों पेट से हैं आप ये बताइए कहाँ से हैं आप क्या काम करती हैं वैसे कि यही काम करती हैं
मैं उड़ीसा से हूँ
उड़ीसा से और आप
बंगाल से
आपने ये क्यों ये कितनी बारी आप कर चुके हैं पहले
फर्स्ट बार
फर्स्ट
पहली बार
क्यों फैसला किया
ऐसा कोई रीजन नहीं था जब फैसला करने के लिए हम कंपनी में काम करेंगे तो हम तो इतना पढ़े लिखे भी नहीं है कंपनी में काम करेंगे 5,000 मिलेगा हमको ऐसे भी थोड़ा बहुत हमारी बेटे के लिए कि बच्चे के लिए हम उनकी लाइफ के लिए हम कुछ करेंगे तो उन इसमें तो कोई
कितना पैसा मिलता है
3,00,000
और आप कहते हैं कंपनी में काम करेंगे तो 5,000
मिलेगा
तो 3,00,000 बेटर है अपने बच्चों के लिए
अपने बच्चों के लिए
उनके फ्यूचर के लिए
उनके फ्यूचर के लिए अपने बच्चे के लिए
पर यहाँ पे ये एक बात है अगर आपके पास और पैसे होते तो शायद आप ये नहीं करते तो लोग ये भी कहते हैं कि ये इसको मर्जी नहीं कहा जा सकता क्योंकि इसमें गरीबी और मजबूरी की बहुत एलिमेंट है तो इसको लेके आप क्या बोलेंगे ज्योति
ये हमारी ये मतलब जितने जैसे हम गरीब हैं वैसे ही मतलब कितने और भी दीदियां हैं जो हमारे साथ जो इतनी गरीबी है मतलब हमारी ये है मैम कि हम महीने में
दो वक्त
काम करेंगे हम काम करेंगे महीने में 5,000-6,000 कमाएंगे हमारा हस्बैंड महीने में 8,000 कमा पाए तो मैम ये है कि हमारा मतलब ये करने का मतलब इसीलिए है कि हम अपने बच्चे के भविष्य अच्छा बना सके
उनको भी हम पढ़ा लिखा है
पढ़ा लिखा के मतलब जितना हम अनपढ़ गवार है इससे हम ज्यादा बना सके
आप अपने बच्चे को पढ़ा लिखा सके आपके कितने बच्चे हैं वैसे
एक ही लड़की
मेरी एक बेटा
लड़की
नहीं
आपकी लड़की आपका लड़का तो आपको कैसे ढूंढा आपको कैसे इसके बारे में पता लगा
हमारे जो मतलब अड़ोस पड़ोस की जो दीदी थी मतलब उन्होंने सैरोगेट करके आए तो मतलब उन्होंने बताए मेरे को कि मतलब कि ऐसी होती है तो प्रॉब्लम खत्म हो जाती है मतलब वहाँ कोई ऐसी परेशानी नहीं है
आपकी फैमिली ने किस तरह से रिस्पॉन्ड किया
फैमिली तो मैम हस्बैंड है
हाँ, कैसे रिस्पॉन्ड किया
बस मैम आए आके पूछे कि मतलब क्या होता है इसमें. हाँ, उन्होंने हस्बैंड ने भी यही बोले कि इसमें कोई गलत नहीं है. तो इसमें कोई गलत नहीं है, हमारा जो प्रॉब्लम है वो खत्म हो रहा है.
ज्योति जी, मैं आपसे पूछना चाह रही हूँ, आपके सास और ससुर जी ने हाँ कह दिया?
एक्चुअली मेरा सास ससुर है नहीं, मेरा एक देवर है. एक देवर है. तो मैम ये है कि हमें तो अपने फैमिली से लेना देना है ना.
ना मैं ये सवाल पूछना है, अगर आपका ये सरोगेट बच्चा बेटा हुआ
जी,
तो आपको तकलीफ होगी दे देने में?
नहीं मैम,
कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता.
नहीं.
शाबाश.
Mohan has a question. Mohan.
I do have a question for them, but I'd like to, for the first time recently, I heard the voices of children born through surrogacy in the United States. Mm. And I was completely taken aback, and this was a story in the New York Times, a fairly long one, which said that they are people who felt sullied. These are the voices I'm hearing for the first time, and I think it's important to place them for discussion.
They felt sullied.
Sullied.
In what way? Because they didn't know who they were confused about.
No, they were born through commercial.
अगर आपको कभी लगता है कि
बच्चे से
लगाव हो सकता है?
नहीं.
कैसे पता?
ये पता है या हमारी बच्चा नहीं?
क्योंकि मैम ये तो हमने मतलब पहले है ना कि हम किसी और की बच्चा हम अपने पेट में रख रहे हैं, तो मतलब हमारा इसमें थोड़ा बहुत लगाव तो होगा मैम, पर इतना नहीं होगा जितना
अपना हमारी बच्चे से होता है. लगा हमारी बच्चे जब होता है तब तो हमको इतना लगाव होता है, किसी को छूने के लिए भी हम नहीं देते, लेकिन ये बच्चे को हमें इतना.
यहाँ ये चर्चा चल रही है कि जो आप कर रही है उस पर पूरी रोक लगा दी जाए, क्योंकि ये गरीब औरतों के साथ एक्सप्लॉयटेशन है.
नहीं, गरीब औरत के साथ अच्छा हो रहा है, लेकिन ये सरकार ये नहीं तो सोचते हैं जब गरीब कोई दो पैसा कमाए, लेकिन सरकार सोचता है जो बड़े वो कमाए, लेकिन
उस पर नहीं उठे, क्योंकि उनके बच्चे तो पढ़ेंगे क्यों, वो तो गरीब रहेंगे. उड़ीसा में हर साल बाढ़ आता है, तो हम कहाँ जाएंगे? हम तो दिल्ली आएंगे ना, दिल्ली का झाड़ू बर्तन करेंगे क्या? नहीं करेंगे ना, तो ये काम करेंगे क्या? खराब कर दिया, खराब नहीं है, अच्छा काम किया ना.
झाड़ू बर्तन से बेहतर ये है.
हाँ,
एक आपको लगता है कि गरीब को दबाने की कोशिश ये?
हाँ,
सब कर. पर अगर पैसा होता तब तो नहीं करती?
नहीं, पैसा होता तो क्यों करते?
अच्छा मुझे ये बताइए.
ओके, लेट्स जस्ट टेक कमेंट्स.
आपके एक एक ये एक बार हो गया, अगर आपके हस्बैंड और दे आपका कोई ऐसे मजबूरी हो या कहीं ऐसा हो, तो अगर हस्बैंड बोल देगा कि अच्छा दोबारा हम कर लेंगे सरोगेट, ताकि एक आध बच्चा और
3-4 लाख
तो मिल जाएगा?
एक बार करने के लिए तो मतलब अगर चाहे तो, अगर यहाँ से सही सलामत हम जाएंगे, हमें भरोसा है.
पर आपका बॉडी तो मशीन तो नहीं है ना? बॉडी एक मशीन नहीं है.
नहीं मैम, मैं मतलब बता रही हूँ कि जितने भी मेरे सामने जितने भी दीदी है, जितने भी नॉर्मल चाहे ऑपरेशन होके गई है, सब अपने अपने घर में इतने खुश है कि मैम वो जाके अपना बिजनेस खोल लिए, और किसी ने अपना पार्लर चला रही है, किसी ने अपने बच्चे की शादी करा रही है,
किसी के बच्चे को अच्छी भविष्य दे.
So are we now? I'm going to take questions now. Are we going to see?
One minute. I just want to say one thing.
Okay. I'm taking comments only. Let's go.
It's been made very clear that it's poverty that has driven them to this. So shouldn't it be that in the long term we look at providing them alternatives to get out of that poverty without having to rent their womb? Right. One minute.
So are we comfortable? One minute. The question that comes up here is, should surrogacy be a means to livelihood? Are we, Naina, comfortable with that?
No, we do not want to make
or aspiration. कि भाई मैं घर में झाड़ू पोंछा मारूंगी, मुझे नहीं करना है, मेरा 8 महीने में 3 लाख रुपए है, मैं पार्लर खोल लूंगी, मैं ये कर लूंगी, मैं वो.
This is my emancipation. That is perfectly all right. It is her choice. We should allow them to choose. We should not say because she is poor. Because she is poor, she doesn't have a choice.
Exactly.
The bad poverty.
One minute.
Poverty cure करो.
It's not as simple as that.
Radhika, you wanted to say something when you're hearing these women?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking that it is their choice. It's up to them. And I don't think it's up for us to be telling people how to make money. There are people who don't like that I'm a comedian. There are people who don't like that she's a gynecologist. There are people who don't like their daughters to go out to work at anything.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And I really do believe that poor women are the minority in our country that are most vulnerable to all the worst things. Okay. And we won't stop
until
our
name.
I just want to say that this is an anti-women bill. It's an anti-poor bill. It has nothing to do with legalizing or helping the poor women. It's really making their effort worse, their lives worse. I had a very positive interaction with my surrogate, just like they're saying.
and she furthered her life through our interaction. I furthered my life through my interaction with her. It
but why
both.
Not adopt?
That's another, you can still adopt. They
so
should
I'm
still be allowed to
do somebody
what
who
doing.
Adopted a child in a moment, but Pinky, go ahead.
My only concern is poverty a ground to do anything? So there are various means of making money. You can give your organ, you give your heart, you give your kidney, you give your liver, you'll get money. Would that be permissible?
Just to make the point, and I actually think we have a pretty liberal law where in sex work, as the debate rages on, we punish the pimp and we punish soliciting. But we don't punish the women. We don't criminalize the women. My problem with this is, are we now going to seek an underground mafia where we will criminalize women like Mandakini
no,
and Jyoti?
No, the question is not criminalize. Barkha, the question really, as I pose it again, is only this much. Can poverty be a ground to do whatever you want to do? Can poverty be a ground for choice?
That doesn't fit in the bill. All the time and not pay your servants better. Why not make? Why not improve
that's
the poverty? That's
my question.
That's completely.
Yeah, you have a question.
अगर इस तरीके से अपनी कोख को किराए पर देना जायज है और गरीबी इसके पीछे कारण नहीं है तो फिर तो जो डांस बार में लड़कियां हैं उन पे जो बैन चलता है सेक्स वर्कर्स पे जो होता है वो भी बैन नहीं होना चाहिए फिर वो
बिल्कुल
भी
नहीं होना चाहिए
तो वैसे मैं तो कहूंगी कि नहीं होना चाहिए लेकिन वो अलग डिबेट है आप मंदाकिनी आप क्यों नहीं लेट मंदाकिनी वी आर नॉट कंपेयरिंग बट उन्होंने सवाल रखा है उनका उनका सवाल है मंदाकिनी आप जो एक मिनट नैना आई एम श्योर मंदाकिनी कैन आंसर फॉर हरसेल्फ यू डोंट हैव टू आंसर ऑन हर बिहाफ
दैट इज अ वेरी अनफेयर स्टेटमेंट व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय सेइंग सेक्स वर्कर्स ब्रेक मैरिजेस सेक्स वर्कर्स डोंट सेल सेक्स बिकॉज़ दे वांट टू ब्रेक मैरिजेस दे सेल सेक्स बिकॉज़ दे आर डेस्परेट दे डोंट गेट इनटू सेक्स वर्क
दिस बिल विल पुश पीपल इनटू प्रोस्टिट्यूशन दिस बिल विल मेक इट वर्स दिस बिल विल पुश
वन मिनट गाइस आई कांट फॉलो इट बिकॉज़ यू आर ऑल स्पीकिंग टुगेदर देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन हियर लेट मंदाकिनी आंसर एंड यू कैन कम इन ऑन दैट यहाँ पे इन्होंने कहा कि अगर ये अलाउ करे तो फिर डांस बार में जो लड़कियां नाचती हैं जो सेक्स वर्क होता है
वो तो बहुत गलत हो जाएगा कल हमारी बच्चे के ऊपर क्या पड़ेगा हमारी बच्चे को कोई पूछेगा जो क्या कर रही है तेरी मम्मी क्या कर रही है तेरी वो पूछेगा जो वो बोलेगा जो मेरी मम्मी झाड़ू पूछा करे फिर मेरी बच्चे के ऊपर क्या असर पड़ेगा मेरी मम्मी बाहर में डांस कर रहा है
वेरी गुड वेरी गुड शी सेड वेरी ट्रू
Okay,
ये तो
okay,
बच्चे को पता
on,
नहीं है
ना
हमारे बच्चे को ये पता नहीं है कि माँ क्या कर रहा है ये हम तो गलत काम नहीं कर रहे हैं ना मैम ये तो गलत काम
मैं आपसे एक प्रश्न पूछना चाहती हूँ अगर वो लड़की शादीशुदा नहीं है और वो ऐसा करे तो वो गलत है क्या
नहीं मैम
वो शादीशुदा नहीं है कैसे करेगी क्यों नहीं
एक एक करके बोलो मैं
शादीशुदा नहीं कर सकता ना ये तो गलत हो जाएगा
रेगुलेटेड इट्स ऑलरेडी रेगुलेटेड
ओके
सेल्फ रेगुलेटेड
ओके सो दे डोंट आपको लगता है कि कोई शादीशुदा नहीं है तो उनको बच्चा नहीं करना
देयर इज ऑलरेडी अ वैल्यू जजमेंट देयर इन इन इंडिया वुमेन आर ऑलवेज
वो तो शादी करेंगे उनकी भी बच्चा हो सकता है व्हाटएवर दे डू
दिस इज अ स्टेटमेंट ऑफ अ लेडी हु इज डूइंग इट शी हैज अ वैल्यू जजमेंट हियर सो यू कांट पुट इट ऑन द हेड्स ऑफ वेरियस पीपल हु हैव डन
बट आई कैन डिसएग्री विद दैट वैल्यू judgment
you may disagree on that's a view
okay now Aditya Tiwari the other Aditya here actually did this marvelous thing of adopting a child as a single man with Down syndrome and he had to write many letters to Meneka Gandhi and he only got married after he became a father so there my problem with this bill is it doesn't understand modern love in the modern family it's yeah. so way beyond society has moved so well beyond all this Aditya himself is an example where aapki shaadi baad mein hui you became a father first right yes. and you adopted a child with special needs a child with down syndrome aapne adopt kiya लेकिन आपको लगता नहीं ये एंड गॉड ब्लेस यू फॉर इट पर आपको लगता नहीं ये एक पर्सनल चॉइस है आप सरोगेसी के खिलाफ हैं कि आप समर्थन कर
जो बिल आया आई एम सपोर्टिंग दैट
क्यों
ओके बिकॉज वी हैव द लाइव एग्जांपल कुछ डिस्कशन करने से द कंट्री आर वी आर हैविंग अ 125 करोड़ 25-50 लोग के बोलने से या उनके साथ जो पॉजिटिव हुआ है वी कैन नॉट कम टू द कंक्लूजन व्हाट शी इज सेइंग बिकॉज ऑफ द पॉवर्टी उनके पास मनी नहीं है राइट But they have an option to get a 3 lakh rupees within a 8 or 9 months. So, कौन उसे opt नहीं करेगा? They don't know कि उसके क्या problems हो सकता है. There might be a problem.
आप खुद की बात करिए. अब आपने शादी की. Let's say you want a second child after you got married. और आप नहीं produce कर पाएं biologically. Would you consider a surrogate?
I will adopt a child. Adoption is the right thing. We should go and support the adoption. Adoption में क्या problem है? There is no problem. See, the people are saying individual adoption is also one option. Yes. Surrogacy is also one option.
Yes. Exactly.
And we have
Absolutely.
The adoption, so we support it.
Absolutely. But why not support?
One more point, what she said, ek aur unhone jo point bola, ki they don't have that much love with the child. इन केस अगर पेरेंट्स यस बोथ द लेडीज तो उनके पास उनको कुछ केयरिंग नहीं है उस बच्चे से कोई इतना लगाव नहीं है इन केस अगर पेरेंट्स ने उन्हें रिजेक्ट किया देन
अदर सरोगेट्स
या
व्हिच इज नॉट द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ अदर सरोगेट्स ऑल रिसर्च पॉइंट्स आर दैट सरोगेट्स हैव a huge problem in surrendering their baby.
No, whatever
the law. I'm sure
Let's take questions.
Talk about it.
Before I put forward a question, let me clarify. It is unfair to compare surrogacy with organ transplant. In kidney transplant, organ is given off. Here, organ is stays there with the woman. Yes. It should be compared with blood donation.
Exactly.
Yes. It should be compared with blood donation. So it's a wrong comparison which people have
made. Okay, now comparison with blood donation is also something that may not be accepted. I will put that to Kamini. Kamini, is there a cap currently, because this bill is not yet law, on the number of times women are used as surrogates? Because one does hear horror stories of 3 times, 4 times, the same woman being
used. As long as the bill in its current state says that they must have a child of their own, and of course they can go for one surrogate pregnancy. Now, but how are you going to regulate a woman who comes in the south, has a baby there, and then goes to the north and goes to another clinic and has another baby there? And I would say right from the beginning itself that regulation is required.
Okay.
You must have a national registry.
Yeah.
You must be able to see this so that you can protect the woman, the surrogate. And that
but
is
you're saying this goes too far.
It goes too far.
Okay.
I am a doctor. I'm into IVF for last 20 years. And what nobody has addressed is, what about this poor infertile woman? She's undergone IVF seven times. She's born without a uterus, or she's lost her uterus because of some fibroids or because she has early stage cancer. So what does she do? You have horrors. You have horror stories.
Can I ask you something there? I'm a little disturbed with this reasoning, because it also doesn't address the premium on women to be mothers. It makes them feel incomplete if they're not mothers. And that is just as anti-woman as this bill.
Radhika, that's a societal fact. But that is the environment in which this surrogacy bill is
trapped. One minute. Radhika, we can't support the right to surrogacy in the name of this poor woman.
I agree.
On whom the whole world is falling down because she's not a mother.
I think that we should all stop. Stop having herself. Children, period.
No,
but that's me.
She wants it herself.
There are buzzkills. There is hallelujah.
Okay.
You can't say that, because how many of you, Dr. Kamini is sitting here or Naina is sitting there, we've all in our clinics had these patients. You can't just brush them off aside and say, no, you don't have any rights. We are talking of rights. You have rights. I believe I support you when you say that a single person also has a right. A single mother, we are in a modern age. We are not in 18th century. You are taking us to 18th century. You are taking us to dark ages, and you are the one who will decide, I'm not married, I want a kid. Who are you to tell me not to have a child?
Right,
I agree fully with that. I was just making a slightly adding a point, ma'am, that we should also not make those who are infertile, make infertile feel like an abuse of some
Absolutely.
Kind or an inadequacy.
Absolutely.
By all means, people may love to, may really
yeah,
want
that
a child.
Is, that
Let's
is the environment in which this surrogate bill has come. Why do you think they steal babies from government hospitals? They go run, they pretend they're pregnant. You get prosthetics to have a womb growing, and the rates are also, they're quite
reasonable.
So
I'm just saying that we do have to keep that in mind, that there is a premium on biological motherhood.
Yes.
That we need to keep in mind when we talk about this. That's all. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on everything else. But yes, as Aditya said, choice. It all comes down to choice. Now, I have here a couple who actually did go in for a surrogate mother at a pretty late stage in their lives. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourselves? Where are you from?
I'm from Alibag. I'm Satyej Dali from Alibag. I go to Cineplex, multiplex in Alibag.
Yeah.
And she's my wife, Bharti.
Bharti Dali.
Okay, so now your daughter died at the age of 19, yes? Saina. Yeah. How did she die?
She hit and run accident.
Oh my God.
In Pune.
She was in an university over there, studying over there. And just left her for one day. I came to her for a religious ceremony at home. And while she was crossing the road, one mobile came. He was on the wrong side of the road. He crossed and hit her, and he just ran away.
And how old were you when Saina died?
It's 14 months back.
How many?
14 months.
14 months only. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that recent.
Yes.
And you decided
you
wanted another Saina.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So what happened? Tell us.
Then we find on the net, which doctors are good. So we found Naina Ben Patel on the net. So we went to Anand because she is Gujarati. Bharti, she is a Patel from my Patel family. I am Maharashtrian, she is Patel. And then we went to Gujarat, Anand, we seen her all records. She gave 1,000 babies. So we chose her to have a baby. And we benefited through a surrogate mother.
Has the child been born?
Yes. And we came to name Saina also. And the same thing.
God bless her.
And just born 10 days before.
She was born 10 days
ten
ago.
Days ago.
Oh,
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Very, you have many happy years. Very helpful.
And you've named her also Saina.
Saina. Yes, yes.
And tell you honestly, the surrogate mother not been exploited. They've been protected by both the ways. They were protected by the parents like us and by doctors also. It is a very great thing we're doing for a surrogate. They've not been exploited. And let me not tell you that, frankly. They've been very well protected, very well developed.
And you feel your daughters come back in a kind of reincarnation.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a miracle. Yeah, it's a miracle. Naina Ben has done that for us.
NRI people should not stop because they consider Indian mothers the best in the world.
Yeah.
Because they're only women, the only woman in the world who consider husband is a god and family is a temple.
We are the best. Okay, I want to ask you something. One minute. I want to ask you something. You could have adopted, right? But you felt the need for your own biological child. Now, that is at the heart in some ways of this debate. Can you explain why adoption was not an issue?
Go ahead.
Even if you have a biological child of your own, if it's a girl, it's not acceptable still. So where is the question of adoption over here?
What do you mean? This is a girl. You've had two girls.
Right. For me, it's acceptable. But family people still want a son.
Secondly, we don't want somebody's child. So in tomorrow, in future, he must have done any mischief. Or he must have been wrong.
On,
we always want to feel that. He's not my blood.
No,
so he wanted our blood to be there. So we'll not consider the adoption is this thing. Because we don't know whose child he is, what blood he is. Now we
don't. Is that fair? Suppose you... I have a problem with that. Because Naina. Firstly, did they use their own sperm?
Yes.
And not the egg. So there is a fallacy in the argument to begin with. 1 minute. आपने अपना स्पर्म और किसी और का एग यूज किया तो वो आधा तो किसी और का है ही टेक्निकली
बट 80% वी आर दिस इज माय ब्लड एट लीस्ट आई कॉन्फिडेंट फॉर द डोंट दिस थिंग एडॉप्शन आई डोंट नो हू इज
ही नॉट अ जेस्टेशनल सरोगेसी
इट्स हाफ
सो इट इज द
आई एम जस्ट सेइंग वी आल्सो हैव टू चेंज दिस एटीट्यूड दैट द चाइल्ड अडॉप्टेड पता नहीं वो क्या चाइल्ड है और आई हैव टू टेक द
पर्सन मेंटली कैन नॉट बी चेंज
ओके आई कैन नॉट बी चेंज कमेंट्स आई विल टेक वन और टू क्वेश्चंस इफ एनीबॉडी हैज क्वेश्चंस या यू कैन जस्ट मेक अ लास्ट कमेंट यस
As said by you, it's particularly depending upon the options of what a person wants. As it is said, adoption, it's a really good deed if a person is adopting, but for a person who's wanting to go for a surrogate child, that's wrong. Having been said that, we've been talking about so many problems who've been left out. Take the example, it's the BJP's government before as well. Why haven't they introduced such a kind of legislation before if they wanted so? It's just a thing which they are actually coming up with their own means and ends.
Okay, we'll get last comments. So let's just take a couple of last comments. So as a woman and as a part of the healthcare industry, my basic question is the government trying to play God? Are we trying to decide fates? Who decides to gets to have a child? How to have a child?
When
so G for government
child.
And G for God. Is this how it's going to work now?
This is the new God particle. That's a good
okay,
one.
Last question and last comments.
Yeah, I want to know, in altruistic surrogacy, wherein... family member has to be a surrogate. How about the psychology of the child who will be brought up in within that family and how the child will feel that it is this mother who born me for 9 months and delivered and this is my biological mother. There will be a lot of confusion in the mind of the child.
Yeah. So altruism is a kind of very complicated area as well. Let's start taking last comments. Pinky, we'll start with you.
My only question is...
30 seconds, everybody.
Are we ripe for doing everything that we want to do? I mean, is it an open society to say, I have a right, I have a choice, I can make every choice that I want to make? The question is, can you allow... Is it a matter of choice? Can the government regulate? Because ultimately, this is...
But do you support regulation or a ban?
It is supposed to be regulated. Right now, you have a position where you permitted altruistic surrogacy, which hitherto happened in society informally, but now it is legalized to the extent of going forth. Aren't you supposed to look at protecting the rights of who come forth in this entire scenario?
Okay, Radhika.
I just think a woman's body is not a democracy, it's a dictatorship. It's up to us. Only we decide on what to do.
Yeah. Well said. Aditya.
I think
this paternalistic attitude of trying to tell women what to do, poor people what to do. This is not about, it's not about, if you're concerned about the poor woman, help, start paying your servants more, start trying to help the poor more, help them come up, start paying them 300 lakhs a year. If you're that concerned, pay your servant 3 lakhs a year.
He's an American, he's bringing us democracy.
Yeah.
Well, you're a Christian and you're bringing us your values. We don't want them.
That this reification, I have deep problems with the way choice is being reified.
Yeah.
I would like to bring in the concept that black Americans put to the white American feminists, saying, where is the concept of justice? And you cannot have justice in an unequal world.
Nena.
It is not an unequal world. These are two adults knowing any contract is always between unequal, whether it's a contractor or a filmmaker or a whoever is employed.
Exactly.
So it can never be between two equals. And the law has been made by people who have not considered the stakeholders like the infertile couples and the surrogate mothers. They've sit in the office and decided what is to be done.
At a time when the BJP government says make in India and gets across to all the foreign countries and then tries to get money from all of them for investment in India, but you will not allow a PIO, you will not allow an NRI, but you need their money, but you don't want to give a service.
Renuka?
Very good. I think the key point here is moderation.
Absolutely.
And being a little more sensitive to the needs of our societal values. Now, this I hate it when it comes crawling out of the woodwork that this is our moral values. Mm. And that, I mean, I don't know if you have a bath bag here, but you know, that really makes me want to throw up, because Nirbhaya was not a moral value of India. And we have atrocities where children of 3 years, 5 years are raped every day.
Yeah.
We haven't addressed those issues.
Yeah.
So please don't wander into these.
Lalita, that is the problem right now. It's the problem is that instead of regulating, you've made a sweeping judgment on how, as that young woman there said, the government is playing God. I think it's actually worse. I think the government is policing our bedrooms
our
and our private
lives.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I don't think that's it at all. As I said right in the beginning, this is not an effort to pass judgment on anybody. It's basically an effort to try and see that Indian women are not misused more than they already are.
No, no, but you said a single woman can't have a child. You said a single partner, a single...
Okay, let her complete. I have to close the show.
Can't have a child.
Wrap it up. I have to close the show.
How do you disqualify a single person?
I'm not here to have... Baraka, I'd like to say I'm not here to have a shouting argument. I never interrupt when other people talk.
Last
let me talk.
It, please.
Last comment. Last
let
comment.
Me, if you permit me, I will
yes,
say what
please.
I want to say. Otherwise, I'm
please,
not going to say
please.
It. Right. This is an effort to try and see that both the rights of the unborn child or the child that's going to be born and the women in India who are regularly misused on very, very many different platforms and in different ways, which doesn't make it right at all, are protected. Now, if there are gaps in the bill, it's not yet been passed by the India. It has not yet been passed by Parliament. I'm sure that people will be willing to take other people's opinion on board. That's why it's put out on the net.
I will say we
for everybody's opinions to be heard. The assumption that's made here, which offends me greatly, is that the government is made up of
mind. I will leave it here. Ma'am,
to
say.
Have a short comment.
Thailand banned surrogacy when the circumstances happened where the child was abandoned. You have to regulate this field. You can't leave it.
Regulation is one thing. A ban is quite another.
We are saying regulate.
I have to end.
Regulate.
Regulation is one thing. And please do not attach so moral values to people's private choices.
Exactly.
I think that is key and really needs to be separated from the larger debate. Leaving it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.